And so we thought it would be really a worthwhile conversation about how to survive a blackout. The state has acquired a lot of generators and batteries, etc., but that doesn't mean that it would cover the state if something would happen, and certainly history has said that with heat, fires, all of those things, these things happen. So I thought it was a good opportunity to talk to Sean Connolly from My Generator to give us a little bit of hints and tips. Sean, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, likewise. Thank you.
So you've got a few tips or ways that we actually can, one, prevent ourselves, or what do we do and cope with in a loss of electricity or, you know, blackout, but also what are the things that we actually lose during that time? So why don't you run us through that?
Absolutely, Ruka. So a couple of tips for your listeners in preparation for what could be a bit of a wild summer ahead with those temperatures that you described earlier up in the 40s. We'd recommend having a couple of items ready for the unlikely event of a power outage, but a torch at standby and a battery-powered radio. But probably the most important piece of kit that you could have for a family to provide the sort of necessary backup power in the event of a power outage would be a small portable generator.
Mm-hmm.
And look, as I'm sure a lot of listeners would be aware, there were over, I think, 1.2 million South Australian residents severely impacted last summer by the power shedding that took place. A lot of those residents experienced a power outage of over 12 hours. And the first thing that typically happens in such an instance is that you, first of all, have to chuck out all the perishable items in your freezer. And for most families, you're talking about upwards of $250 in the first instance. Then obviously you don't have the ability to, you know, have your phone charged, keep the lights on, you know, stay connected with family and friends through social media, etc. So there's some of the obvious impacts of a power outage, and certainly a small portable generator is a piece of equipment that can be used to mitigate against the most damaging impacts of a power outage.
Mm. One of the things that I think we panic is the first thing, and then not so much panic is probably the wrong word, but you know, you first go, oh damn, and then you think, and then you get annoyed, then you think, how long is this going to take? And then probably 2, 3, 4 hours in, then you start getting really nervous about the things you're going to lose, like about the food you've got to throw out, or how you're going to feed the kids, or or how am I going to have a shower because I've got an electric heating, water heater, and those sort of things. I lived Melbourne many years now, a number of years ago, when they had the gas fire station, the gas station at Lo Yang that blew up, and so for 2 weeks there was no gas in the state. So it happened to be most people's houses had hot water systems that were with gas, but the gym that we went to had an electric. There was a queue outside in the mornings for people to have a shower. They joined the gym just so they could have a shower because they didn't want to have a cold shower.
Oh, I believe it. Absolutely. I mean, people just don't realise how reliant they are on power. Just about every device in the home requires some degree of power to operate.
Mm.
And it's just, residents in South Australia, so we have a lot of customers from South Australia that went through last summer, and with things expecting to be similar this summer, a lot of those customers have sort of got prepared and got themselves a portable inverter generator. Probably the most popular item that we sell this time of year is a budget-friendly option. It's under $900 delivered. It's only 20 kilos. It's something that people can keep in storage in a garage or shed in the event that there is a power outage. It's something that can simply be taken out of storage, started up sort of in a patio or in an open-air environment, and then you can run an extension cord into your house to run your fridge, freezer, some portable lighting, and you can charge your phone, etc. And a lot of customers in South Australia, after what happened last year, are really doing something about it this year because of all the inconvenience they experienced last summer.
One of the things that I think people that go camping or that are caravanners, then they instantly think of generators as their, especially if they're going off the grid, don't they? If they're not going to be staying in caravan parks and that sort of, so they're always prepared for these sort of things.
That's right.
And so what you're really doing is giving people a solution for, if this is camping in your home, so to speak,
that's right.
That's providing that solution.
That's right. Look, it's one of those sort of scenarios where, look, you can get a sort of automatic fail-safe generator that's going to run every appliance in your house, like you're talking about electric hot water systems, you know, a big stove and things like that, air conditioning, but that can cost, you know, thousands of dollars. And so what our experience over last summer was, look, a lot of people are impacted by these power outages. Not everyone has that sort of budget to spend thousands of dollars to protect their family home, but what people, you know, can afford potentially is around that $900 mark. It's not a generator that's going to run every appliance in the house, but it will power what we deem mission-critical appliances.
Yes.
And these are things like, you know, your fridge freezer. You want to keep the TV on, keep some lights on to keep the family, a bit more safe and secure, and obviously keep the phone and tablets charged. But, that's certainly been our experience, and we've certainly had a surge in demand from customers in South Australia just looking to, you know, obviously don't want to go through the same sort of scenario as last summer.
No.
And that's one way to protect yourself.
I think that the other thing is too, you can cope with it almost if it's overnight, but if it's during the day and it's a hot day, and particularly for elderly, the fans and those sort of things, to be able to keep some cooling device. And also the other thing is if you've got a small business, that can make the difference between, you know, because so many of these small businesses just don't have the capacity to be insured for the losses on those sort of power outages, etc. It's very hard to claim.
Absolutely.
This is a way of them just providing themselves with a bit more practical insurance, so to speak.
That's correct. Mm. I mean, when you think about it, like a small cafe that might produce around 300 copies a day and some other items, like you're talking sort of $1,500, $2,000 revenue at the very least. And obviously without power,
that's
it's
right.
Shut down as well. So, look.
FPOS machines. Running an FPOS machine.
That's right. That's right.
Really important.
Correct. You just, obviously everyone's quite acute of the power crisis just at the moment. And look, there are ways to protect you and your family this summer. And I'd certainly recommend your listeners to visit mygenerator.com.au. We do have a lot of safety tips and all sorts of information that people can consume at their leisure to help them through a power outage.
They couldn't have said it better. Thank you, Sean, so much for
My
your
pleasure.
Time this afternoon. Have a very, very successful and prosperous 2018.
Oh, likewise. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Sean Connolly from My Generator. Considering that we are going to be spiking up to 41 degrees on Saturday, which is not the most comfortable idea, I have to say, I'm really not ready to be facing that quite so soon, but we are. So there are lots of us that go camping and caravanning, and we have generators in our garage for that reason. And so some of you may think about it in the future, or you may have it at the holiday home, or if you're off the grid, or those sort of things. It's a